should Bart Simpson's voice be not done with a girl? Because, like, it's a woman who plays Bart Simpson. Right. Why are we allowing that?
I need to not see your faces for, like, 5 minutes. I'm tired.
It's like what Rob always says about Trump. How can we miss you if you won't go away?
Right. Go away.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
No one has common sense anymore.
We have got a fun-filled episode today.
Yeah, we're going light and airy on you today. But it's stuff you need to know from the world of pop culture. I feel like everybody needs to know these things. So we're going to deep dive on some pop culture stuff.
We're going to dive so deep into some of these stories. But first, we need to remind you that if you have not noticed, everything in this world right now is completely borked. And I'm talking specifically about things like gas prices and food prices and basically the prices of everything and the fact that there's the whole entire supply chain is completely borked. Everything is going to become more expensive. It's bad, you guys. It's bad.
It's true. You guys need to order some emergency food right now while you still can. Listen, I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, but you in danger, girl. Okay? You need to do this. The three-month kit from My Patriot Supply is the perfect thing to order. It gives you a wide variety of delicious choices for breakfast, lunches, and dinners, plus drinks and snacks. Mock likes the banana chips. She doesn't wait. She breaks right into there. She busts it open, which is not what you're supposed to do.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
But she does it because she crazy. So you need to do this. You need to get it. It's enough food for 3 months per person. And you can get your three-month kit today for each member of your family. You're going to save $100 off of each kit. And there's no reason not to do this, you guys. Especially since, you know, like I said, you in danger, girl. So order today by going to preparewiththechicks.com. That's preparewiththechicks.com. You're going to feel so much better when you do this. You put it in your garage, put it in your little safe room, put it in your basement, wherever it is.
And it doesn't take up a lot of space. Yeah. It's like what? It's like five.
A bucket.
Yeah, it's like five buckets for a three-month supply, I think, five or six buckets total. And they stack really nicely. Mm-hmm. And then they store for 25 years.
Right.
And it's crazy not to get them. So
prepare
with the chicks.
.com.
All right. I want to start, if we could, with the Sarah Silverman story. Because I saw this morning and I was like, wait, what? There's Jew face now? What the hell? What are we doing?
I feel like she is projecting. Because she did blackface. So to make herself feel better about doing blackface, she's like, oh, wait, I'm going to make this up and do Jew face and say that other people are doing Jew face, right? And that'll make me feel better about the fact that I did blackface once upon a time. And then maybe they won't cancel me if I project this Jew face thing, right? Is that how it works?
Maybe that's the source of it. Maybe she is projecting. But basically what's happening is that there's going to be a new biopic made about Joan Rivers.
Right.
And Catherine Hahn from SNL, from Step Brothers, hilarious, hilarious Catherine Hahn has been tapped to play Joan Rivers, which I think is a great match. I think that she'll do really, really good.
She will. She'll do a great job.
Apparently, Sarah Silverman has a podcast, and on a recent episode of that podcast, she was complaining about this choice because she said that there's a long tradition of non-Jews playing Jews and that it's like problematic. And so she's saying that it's not like a personal thing with Catherine Hahn, but that it is a problem that Hollywood has this habit of putting people who are not Jewish into Jewish roles, hence the term that she's apparently coined, maybe not, this Jew face thing, which begs the question, like, where does this end? Because Sarah Silverman played the itty bitty girl voice in Wreck-It Ralph.
So she can't do it. She couldn't do that in the future. You can't just start making up these rules and saying, like, only Jewish people can play Jewish people. Then that means only Christian people can play Christian people. And, like, the New York Post put out an article today. They actually were naming some of these famous actors and actresses who have played some of these iconic roles over the years. And, like, one of them, I didn't know this, James Caan is Jewish. James Caan played Sonny Corleone.
He was so hot in that role.
Oh, my God. So hot. And I can't imagine anybody else playing that role.
There's no way.
Right? There's no other person that should have ever played that role. But he played, obviously, he was an Italian American, right? So should we have like said, no, James Caan, the Jewish guy, should not have been allowed to play the Italian American guy. Is that what she's, because she's saying that essentially.
That's the question. So like, should only a child actor have been allowed to play her role in Wreck-It Ralph?
Right.
Like, should Bart Simpson's voice be not done with a girl? Because like, it's a woman who plays Bart Simpson.
Right.
Why are we allowing that? And if that is the road that we're on, then ultimately the logical conclusion of that is that you can only play something that you already are, which means there's no more acting, which means there's no more Hollywood, which means yay, maybe this is gonna like a problem that's gonna work itself out.
maybe. It's kind of like you think of all the famous actors and actresses who have not aligned to what she wants, what, you know, Silverman wants, and if it would just implode. And all of the roles that we've watched, all the famous roles over the years, we would be deprived of it. Like, we would be deprived of all of those great performances, because it's like, okay, well, I guess if she made the rules, and heretofore, if that is a rule that they want to abide by, which actually Hollywood has started doing that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it all started with, I think, the trans thing, right?
Right. Right. They started doing that. And like, gay people, they want to make sure that like gay people in film are played by actual gay people. And they're starting to sort of do this. So you're right. Where does it end? Like, if she had it her way, then they would think of all of the great roles that would be gone, but that is what they want. And this is what happens. It's kind of like we talk about the giant pretzel of liberalism. They're starting to eat their own, and
yeah,
the rules are starting to like compound on top of one another to the point where they will eventually implode upon themselves. And I guess if that means, like you said, if that means that there's no Hollywood, then okay. I mean, it's like, fine, I'll find something else to do.
Well, and it's kind of like too, how we've always said, the more that you put people in with these different labels, like
right,
trans this or pan that, and like all these different labels that people want to, you know, put on themselves so that they can be the highest on the hierarchy of like most victimized.
Right.
Ultimately, you end up with an individual, right?
Yeah.
Which is what conservatives are actually all about, is appreciating individual differences at the person level.
Yeah.
And so that's the logical conclusion. So again, if you want to keep putting labels, the ultimate conclusion is not going to be something that liberals actually want.
Yeah, but isn't the whole point of acting to act like something else that is entirely different than you? Like, isn't the whole point of being I've never done drama, but I would imagine that if I did, the whole point would be to stretch yourself and to really be like, I would be like, I'm going to be a tree.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to be something that I'm totally not, you know, or just get outside the whole realm of possibility of something that you've like really stretch yourself. And now it's like actors and actresses are saying that they want to just not even act. They just want to be themselves on screen. It's like, so you're saying you want to be a reality star.
Kind of. That's what they're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, because that is in essence what you just want to be. You want to play a version of yourself.
Yeah.
Which is
and
weird.
The whole, I mean, think about too, like, what would be the point of an Oscar? Because an Oscar is supposed to reward really stretching yourself, like
yeah,
you said, into a character that is completely not you.
Yeah.
So if you're now going to be a person who, because it's a gay character and you're gay, so you can understand their experience, then how much of a stretch is it?
Right. Exactly.
This is also dumb.
It is dumb. She's dumb. For real.
She is so dumb for real. We need to talk about our very good friends at Chamonix. And Chamonix, of course, has this amazing skincare line called GenuCell, GenuCell, which has the plant stem cell technology in it. And that is patented. And it is really, really a hugely powerful natural serum that works super, super well for eye bags, if that's something that you struggle with. Puffiness is another thing that it helps with. But their entire skincare line, and we use a ton of their products, their entire skincare line has been so, so good at making a difference in our skin.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. I mean, I'm obsessed with their skincare. And I'm a skincare like freak. And I'm kind of a snob when it comes to skincare. I've been like all about skincare since I was like 11 years old. So I love this stuff. And you guys, you will see a difference. you can get 50% off their most popular packages. You can just go to lovejenucel.com/chicks for 50% off, which is awesome. And these are all their customer favorites. All you got to do is go to lovejenucel.com/chicks, get 50% off. Order today. You will not be sorry. And all orders are upgraded to free priority shipping from our friends at jenucel.com, which is
that great. Is a nice extra touch by our friends at jenucel.com. I've been loving their the Zotique Deep Serum lately. I feel like there's just a tiny bit of tingle where it's doing something in that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I use it every single morning without fail. And I just love it. But yes. I love everything in their entire line. And everybody will too that tries it. Really, really, I promise that you'll love it. All right. Enough of Sarah Silverman, because we have to talk about Katie Couric.
Oh, my God.
What a hag.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So she was supposed to go on CBS, apparently, to hawk her book, you know, because she has this new book out. Apparently, this book, I mean, I haven't read it. I don't think you've read it either. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to give her a penny of my money. But this book is it's basically a tell-all book. She will never work again. I mean, I don't think she has to because she's loaded. But if she wanted to, she won't ever work again because I think everybody just hates her.
Sure. If they didn't before, they do now.
They do now, because in this book, she just badmouths everybody. I mean, like her former boss, she's like, he has bad breath. I mean,
it's stuff. Bitchy stuff too. It's not even just like, here's my professional critique of our relationship. It's he has bad breath. Really?
Right. It's horrible. I mean, it's horrible stuff. Yeah. She's like, oh, I liked him, but he had bad. I mean, this is just the stuff that, yeah, she's, I mean, not only is she burning bridges professionally, but personally too. Like, she's just an awful human being. But this goes back to like, you could read, all you have to do is do a Google search for her and do, you know, Katie Couric is a total biatch. and you can find, just not use the word biatch, or maybe use the word biatch. But I mean, you could, there are stories and stories and stories about how horrible this woman is, right? And she was the bully. They call it like the news sorority. There's a book called The News Sorority. And it was written by Sheila Weller. This woman wrote a book, I think it was back in like 2014. Anyways, she wrote a tell-all about Katie Couric and how horrible she was to like Anne Curry, who used to also be in the morning. She would make fun of her clothes. She would like berate her. She was just awful. And that was just one person, right? So, I mean, apparently she just terrorized people. She's just an awful human being. I mean, she's had run-ins with like Kim Kardashian. I mean, Kim Kardashian back in, I think it was, God, what was it? 2013. There's a TMZ story where she's like, you're a two-faced bitch. So, I mean, there's all sorts of, cause people think she's like this shiny, happy, bubbly, you know, news personality. Everybody loves. She's like this, you know, morning person, you know, a sunshine and roses. But she's actually just this vile human being that's just horrible.
Well, and apparently she now has caused a huge problem for Ashley Banfield, who I will never forget seeing Ashley Banfield plastered all over my TV during 9/11.
Right.
That's when I first realized that Ashley Banfield existed. And I always remember just marveling at how well she held it together in the days after 9/11, just talking to people who were looking for their loved ones. And it was so powerful. I thought she did such a brilliant job at journalisming that entire thing. So that I've always remembered her, but I haven't particularly followed her career. And now I'm seeing all these stories come out about Ashley Banfield and how hurt she is by the things that Katie has written, by the way that Katie treated her. I mean, she just has treated people like absolute garbage.
Is there a particular, like, does she come out with an article like in rebuttal to the book, or is it stuff?
She's been talking about it. She's been interviewed about it quite a bit.
Right.
And so now she's kind of starting to tell her own side of the story about her interactions with Katie Couric and how condescending and just arrogant and rude. And clearly Katie was threatened by the rise of Ashley Banfield. And so she didn't want to share the stage in any way with another woman.
Yeah.
And so she was just absolutely awful. And so apparently, yeah, she was supposed to go on with Gayle King to promote this new book called Going There.
Uh-huh.
And now CBS is like,
no,
because you're not allowed anymore.
Right. Because they read it. They read the book and they were like, oh, hell no.
What in the world?
Right. They're like, you're not coming on. You know, I think it speaks volumes too, that she is still pretty good friends with Matt Lauer.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Don't you think that speaks volumes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're still pretty tight, I guess. Like, she was just like, you know, like, they respect each other, and they're like, yeah. To me, I feel like that...
That says some things.
Says some... Maybe just a few things.
So you just mentioned the Kardashian family, and apparently there is a job opening for the Kardashian family.
There is.
If you're interested in... if you've got some finance and accounting background, you too could be part of the Kardashian clan.
Isn't that crazy? She's hiring Kris Jenner in particular, like specifically is hiring an accountant, and it's for her new business. I guess it's her company. It's Safely. It's a new cleaning products brand that's been co-founded by Kris Jenner. And she's looking for a part-time vice president of finance to help with financial modeling, inventory planning, cash management, new product development planning, and long-term planning. And it could be remote. So it doesn't have to be somebody that lives in like Los Angeles or anything. The company's in LA, but the role can be remote or in person or whatever.
But it's only like 3 to 6 months long. So it's like, I guess she's just going to use this position to get her company off the ground, and then she'll be like, bye.
Yeah. But the money's pretty good. It's $70 to $130 an hour. So interested in, if you have good financial expertise and you're good at that and you just want something temporary and you want to make some bank, it's pretty good money. Don't you think?
I mean, it's not bad. I am not interested.
I can't do math either. But I mean, if I could do math, I would be like, seems like a pretty good deal. Now, and it's so funny because in the job description, they're like, you will have no on-screen time.
Oh, so like for all the wannabes who are like, oh, now's my chance.
Ooh, I'm going to be able to meet Scott. I'm going to be able to meet that guy who wears the leopard flats. Ooh. Yeah, it's like, no.
Wait, there's people that want to meet him?
Well, like, he dates young girls.
That's true.
It defies explanation and all logic, Mom. I don't understand it. But there are people who actually want to meet him. But yeah, so anyways, that's happening. I find it weird that Kris Jenner is starting her own, like, skincare, beauty, whatever line. Like, I just...
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like, she filed applications to trademark Kris Jenner skincare, Kris Jenner beauty, Kris Jenner skin. So she's trying to do, like, a little bit of what Kylie has done.
And she is the CEO of Kylie Cosmetics. I mean, does she... I gotta say, she works really hard.
She does. Like, at this point, don't you think you would just be like, I'm just gonna be rich?
Yeah, I mean, because it's not like if you, like, spend your money just even a tiny bit wisely, like, you could just be done working.
Right. I mean, it's like, because their show's no longer. I find it interesting because they just did a reunion show with that Andy Cohen person. Mm. And I'm like, it's a reunion show. Like, you just stopped like 2 seconds ago and you're already doing a reunion show. Like, what?
And how much of a reunion is it when they're family?
Like, I know. You just stopped. Wait, okay, can you give us like 5 minutes to not want to see you? And then you could do a freaking reunion, because I need to not see your faces for like 5 minutes. I'm tired.
It's like what Rob always says about Trump. How can we miss you if you won't go away?
Right. Go away. Go away. Yeah. So that's happening. And then we also have to discuss Britney.
Yes, but before we do that, can we mention that I had to just take my dog's squeaky toy away from them because they are such complete spazzes?
Yes.
This includes, by the way, my 11-plus-year-old lab, Ella Dog, who is like a changed dog now that she has been on Rough Greens. This is why we are such huge fans of Rough Greens, which is like a probiotic vitamin and mineral supplement for dogs. It comes in like a powder form. You just sprinkle a little bit on whatever dog food you give your dogs. And it is exactly what they need to have full, awesome nutrition, make their coat shiny, make them healthy as they can be, and make them live as long as possible. She is 11, and I have not seen this kind of energy from her in a while. And right. She is like a complete spaz now.
It's basically dog superfood, because dog food is dead. And so you're feeding your dogs, and no matter what kind of food, you can get like the high-end food or the low-end food, whatever, but it's all dead. So this stuff is amazing. They love it. They lap it up. They think it's fantastic. It doesn't have any like antibiotics, no hormones, no fillers, no artificial colors, preservative sweeteners, no Chinese ingredients.
Yeah, China.
Right. And now you guys can try Ruff Greens before you buy it if you want to. Actually, you don't have to try it. You can give it to your dogs. they can try it for free. You can do it for free. All you have to do is pay $8.95 for shipping. Get your free bag of Ruff Greens today. Visit ruffgreens.com/chicks. That's ruffgreens.com/chicks. They make any pet food better for your dogs. I mean, seriously, they do. It's the best stuff. Our dogs, all four of our dogs, love it. They are loving it, and we are seeing huge results with this. So you guys try it. It's ruffgreens.com/chicks.
And I don't know about your dogs. Do you ever see them lick their paws?
Yeah.
After? What is that?
Yeah.
It's like, is it somehow getting on their little paws, and then they're like, they got to get every last little bit?
Yeah, they start craving it. At first, she was like, I don't know about this stuff. And then now she's like, she loves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. So anyway, this past weekend, I watched the Netflix documentary about Britney Spears. And it was amazing. Like, we've always said Britney might be crazy and she might be like perpetually naked right now, but that does not mean she can't control her own finances. And so the most recent news is that it's looking very, very good for her to be completely done with this conservatorship. Her father has been booted off the conservatorship, and now she's got like this temporary CPA, but that's likely only to be for the next couple months till they wrap up all the loose ends. And then she is likely to be a free woman. And I'm telling you what, that documentary really drove home how completely borked this process has been for her from beginning to end, and how unfair it's been and how illegal it should be to have what happened to her happen.
Right. How old is she now?
Almost 40. I think she's almost 40.
Almost 40, and she's never really been free to make her own decisions. Like, imagine that. Imagine, like, your dad having control of your life until you're almost 40 years old. It's crazy. I can't imagine that. And then he has spent so much of her money.
Like, oh my God.
He has sucked her. And not only that, like, both of her parents, because her mom, I mean, her mom was just kind of sitting back, letting it happen. You know, her sister and her brother were sitting back, letting it happen. I mean, no one in her family gives a crap about her and loves her enough to say, make this stop. Like, this is not okay. They all wanted her money. They all wanted a piece of her and her money. And it's just not okay. Like, you can say what you want about her, and you can say that she's crazy, but I've seen a lot of crazy celebrities do crazy things, but that's their decision to do crazy things with their money. Like, if you want to be all MC Hammer and go blow it all, go do it. You know what I mean?
You're an adult and you have the right to do it.
It's your prerogative. Right. So she should be able to do that. And her daddy shouldn't have been handling her money like that.
Honestly, some of the lawyers that made this happen should be in jail.
Right.
Because it's very, very clear that they were never looking out for her best interest. They were only looking for the paycheck. And so it was in their own best interest to keep her enslaved.
Right.
And it's amazing to watch it all unfold. And listen, you know, it's a Netflix documentary. I don't know if there's stuff that's embellished in it or not. It's very hard to know. But damn, she was screwed over big time.
Right.
And I'm glad that she's free. And now she's thanking the Free Britney movement for making that happen.
Yeah, she is. And you know what? It's like the gravy train ends for her dad. Good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. Get your own freaking job. You know, it's gross. It's like these stage parents that do this to their kids. These people gross me out.
I know.
Same. When they do this to kids. I don't care what their age is. Those people just they skeeve me out.
I know. Totally, totally agree. We have a lovely review this week that was put on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. I cannot tell you who it's from because it's just like a series of letters. This is like a billion letters.
Okay, so basically, it's together. Like, is it Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend? Not her.
I doubt it's her because she was just reading the Communist Manifesto,
right.
And I don't think she'd be part of our audience.
She totally did that on purpose, by the way.
plus, it doesn't have any numbers or symbols in it.
All right.
I tend to think it's not part of the Musk family, but whoever that is said in the subject line, all the laughs,
all the laughs.
And they wrote, when watching the news gives you nothing but a feeling of impending doom, I am so glad I have you ladies to listen to. You make me laugh at the crazy. I wish I could hang with you ladies and grab dinner because you're both so funny. I love Mock's laugh and I feel like Daisy is my kindred spirit. I started listening to Mock and Rob as well, which is great for some laughs. Keep it up, ladies. From
Gesundheit.
Thank you very much for that comment, whoever you are. And thank you to everybody who takes the time to give us a 5-star rating and to leave a comment on the Apple iTunes podcast platform, because that really helps us grow and we appreciate it.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun doing some of this pop culture stuff to deviate from the suck that's in the world right now. So we know that it's not hard hitting politics that we talk about this week. But you guys, we need a break every so often.
Yes.
The crazy and the fact that basically Joe Biden is destroying our country. So it was really nice to talk about Britney Spears. There you go. Anywho, you guys, you can find us in all the places. First and foremost, our website, chicksontheright.com. Bookmark it. Go there every day. Go there first and foremost, because you never know when we're going to get kicked off of Facebook or when it's just going to go away and they're going to sell it. You never know. So go there first. And then Facebook, obviously, we're there in all the places. We have a group. We have another insiders group that you can join if you want to do that, if you're so inclined. There's some fantastic people in that. And then also we're on all the different social media platforms, Instagram at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right. And then Mock knows about all the other ones that I don't
I mean, because we're on the Parlors and the Rumbles and the Getters, and we've also got our YouTube channel, The Mock and Daisy Show.
Right.
And our podcasts are now accessible on mobile versions of Facebook. So if you're on the Chicks on the Right Facebook page and you hang out on Facebook a lot and would just as soon get your podcast there, now you can. Now you can get this one right there too.
We're trying to make it so easy. So easy. We're just like exposing ourselves, like Britney exposing her nipples. Happy, you guys. We hope you have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look, politics are stressful right now, but there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their time than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in for a given vote, or which special interest group on the left will steamroll Joe Biden today. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast, and we'll give you the day's good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives with some much-needed laughs on the side. So please join us. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.